This is a word from Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Would you pray with me? Mighty God, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say, amen. So there was a guy who was driving along the countryside roads, and his car slipped off the road and into a ditch. Now, luckily, he wasn't hurt, and it was right by a farmhouse. And so the farmer comes out, and the farmer comes out with his horse named Buddy, and he hitches Buddy up to the car, and then he stands back and he says, pull, Nelly, pull. Buddy doesn't move. So next he says, pull, Buster, pull. Buddy doesn't move. He says, pull, Coco, pull. Buddy, the horse, doesn't move. Then finally he says very nonchalantly, pull, Buddy, pull. Sure enough, Buddy pulled that car right out of the ditch. Well, the guy said, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. He says, but I have to ask you, how is it that you don't know your own horse's name? Today is the fourth Sunday of us looking at the Apostles' Creed. And some of you might be wondering, Pastor Joe, how is it that we don't know our own name? Because this part of the creed says this, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Some people are saying, well, Pastor, we're not Catholic. We're part of the Protestant Reformation. Why in the world do we say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church? Well, when I say I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, we're not saying I believe in the Holy Roman Catholic Church. See, the word Catholic means universal, as we heard in the children's message. So what we do is we are affirming that there is one universal body, the Church of Jesus Christ. And we believe that it is our collective job to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. There was a guy who hadn't been to church in a while, and the preacher sees him in the grocery store. So the preacher goes up to him, and he says to him, I want you in the army of the Lord. And the guy says, well, Pastor, I am in the army of the Lord. And the pastor says, well, then why is it that I don't see you in worship? The guy looks to his left and right, and he leans in and he whispers, Pastor, but that's because I'm in the secret service. Church, when we say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, it means that we believe that we are working alongside brothers and sisters, alongside other churches, to make sure that God's love is not a secret. It's the gospel of which we boldly proclaim. Romans 1:16 says this, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to who? Everyone who believes. So what does it mean when we say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church? It means that we don't go around automatically condemning members of other churches or denominations. We aren't to do that. That's not our decision. That's not our job. But the sad truth is that in the history of the church, believers have fought one another, condemned one another, and even killed one another. All because we're certain that our form of following Jesus is right and that others are wrong. When we say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, we're saying that prejudice and hatred aren't in line with what it means to be the church. Even as we acknowledge and confess that the church has been guilty of this sin over and over again. Once John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, had a dream. In the dream, he finds himself at the gates of hell. And he speaks to the gatekeeper and he asks the gatekeeper, have you any Presbyterians here? The gatekeeper says, oh yes, many. Wesley asks, have you any Anglicans here? Gatekeeper says, oh yes, many. Wesley says, are there any Baptists here? Gatekeeper says, oh yes, many. Wesley's afraid to ask, but he does ask, are there any Methodists here? And the keeper says, oh yes, there are many Methodists here. And Wesley's taken up to heaven. And again, he's at the gates of heaven, and he sees the gatekeeper, and he asks the gatekeeper the same questions. Are there any Anglicans here? And the reply came back, no. Yes, are there any Presbyterians here? The answer was no. Are there any Baptists here? The answer, no. Wesley gulps and asks, are there any Methodists in heaven? And the gatekeeper says, no, not one. For in heaven there are no earthly distinctions. All of us here in heaven are one in Christ. Condemning others that are followers of Christ has been a problem in the history of our church, but that's not who we are called to be. When we say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, here's what we're saying. Other churches are not my competition, but they are my partners. Can you say that with me? It means that other churches are not my competition, but they are my partners. The Apostle Paul, he partnered with different churches to spread the gospel. He took up offerings to help support and to begin to start other churches. Our problem today is that we think that the church is territorial. We find ourselves not fighting the drug dealers on the corner or the corrupt business people in our communities or the power of darkness that even threatens our societies and families. But if you really listen to some sermons and if you find yourself in some church meetings, you'll find that who we really are fighting is the church down the road. It should not be that way. Sadly, sometimes we're more interested in making members of our own particular church than we are of making disciples for Christ. This is not right. There was a pastor who goes to a dynamic speaking conference, and the first speaker gets up and he says before the entire group there, he said, the best years of my life were spent in the arms of a woman who wasn't my wife. Well, everyone kind of gasped. And then the speaker goes on to say, it was my mother. Everyone laughs, and he's got their attention for the entire program. Well, the pastor who went and saw that, he loved that idea. He decided that the very next Sunday he was going to do that in his church. The only problem was he didn't practice. So he gets up, and in front of the entire church, he said, the best years of my life were spent in the arms of a woman who was not my wife. But then he forgot the next line. So for the next 10 seconds, he sat there trying to think of it. And he finally says, and I can't think of her name. One of the problems that the church is guilty of is we've forgotten our first love. Jesus is our first love. Not the church budget, not the attendance number, not the comfort of our members, not the building where we go to worship, not our style of worship. Jesus is our first love. And here's what Jesus tells us. In John 13, 35, Jesus says, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Love one another means love those who are inside the church. Love those who are outside of the church. Remember your first love. So here we are. We've suspended worship services for 4 weeks. Does that mean that there's no church for 4 weeks? No, of course not. We're worshiping here online with you. But even if we weren't worshiping online with you, would that mean that there was no church? Of course not. And here's the reason why. It's because you are the church. Can you say that with me? You are the church. When you worship God, when you love one another, when you serve, when you sing, when you preach, we are having church. I heard today from Suzanne Wellen, who was sending Thinking of You cards to members. Then there's Terry Fowler, who's grocery shopping for the elderly and people who can't get out. There's Tanisha Neely, who's sharing video posts of having faith instead of fear. There's Angela Kirk, who's offering to bake bread for people who are hungry. There are countless people who've mailed in their offering. There are people who are calling each other and praying for each other. And there's a wonderful group that's gotten together today to provide this opportunity for online worship. Yesterday, I went out to our church sports court. There were 14 kids out there playing basketball. So I told them, four of you've got to go, according to the governor. Just kidding. What I did was I prayed with them. I didn't hold their hands, but we bowed our heads and we prayed for our families, our community, and for the world. And guess what? Those 14 kids were the church. At the beginning of this sermon, I said that when we say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, we're not saying I believe in the Holy Roman Catholic Church. But that's not quite right. Because the truth is, I do believe in the Holy Roman Catholic Church. When we say the creed, guess what? I believe in the Greek Orthodox Church. When we say the creed, I believe in the Greek or the Quaker gathering. I believe in the Presbyterian Church. I believe in the United Methodist Church. Why? Because this creed affirms that we are all one church, brothers and sisters in Christ that acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Our scripture lesson is from Ephesians 4, 4 through 6, and this is what it says. There is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. We are all bound together in one body with one spirit. In the United Methodist Church, we live this out by being a connectional church. We believe that what happens to one of us happens to all of us. We work together, sharing our resources, our building, our ties, our pastors, our members. And with this, we can do amazing things like build hospitals and universities or respond to global crises through UMCOR, which stands for the United Methodist Committee on Relief. But get this, the Holy Catholic Church is bigger than all that. It's churches of all denominations, of all sizes, colors, of all nationalities, working together for the cause of Christ. But here's the problem. Sometimes we start to disagree. Sometimes what we disagree on are big things. So in order to be comfortable, we split and we separate ourselves into like-minded groups. And we think that will solve all of our problems. But I don't agree. I think it's like saying to the foot, I have no need of you. Or saying to the ear, I have no need of you. We might organize ourselves into a really strong hand, but if we were only a hand, how would we walk? How would we talk? We might get to a place where we're able to shut out and shut up others that disagree or that are disagreeable. But in doing so, might we amputate our ability to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because we need each other. There's a guy who's driving along the countryside road. He slides off the road and he ends up in a ditch. Luckily, he's not hurt bad and he's right by a farmhouse. The farmer comes out with his horse named Buddy. And he hooks Buddy up to the car. Then he steps back and he says, pull, Nelly, pull. Buddy doesn't move. And he says, pull, Buster, pull. Buddy doesn't move. The farmer says, pull, Coco, pull. Buddy doesn't move. And then nonchalantly, the farmer says, pull, Buddy, pull. And sure enough, Buddy pulls and easily pulls the car up out of the ditch. Man thanks the farmer. And he says, but you know, I just can't help but ask, how is it that you don't even know your own horse's name? The farmer says, oh, I know my horse's name. My horse just happens to be blind. And if Buddy thought that he was the only one pulling, he wouldn't have even tried. Church, praise God, we are not the only ones pulling. We stand shoulder to shoulder with churches across the world that have put their hands to the plow of the gospel of Jesus Christ and will not turn back. Amen. Amen.